the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And I'm licking my wounds, Lundy, because the featured wagers that I tossed out yesterday on our pod, Ofer, Donuts, Zero, Zilch, Nunca. Absolutely an embarrassment from start to finish for yours truly. So let's try to get back in the saddle. And speaking of embarrassment, that is going to be the storyline, I think, this season for the Detroit Lions. It's very fitting. So it seems to me only appropriate, based on the travesty of my bankroll that occurred yesterday, that we start off a new feature here on the podcast. We're going to start with every single episode. We're going to go over under on team wins for each NFL team. And we're going to start with the Lions, likely going to be the basement dwellers in the NFC North. The over under at DraftKings, 5 wins, Lundy. And we got a 17-game season this year, and I'm still taking the under at minus 110. Our good buddy Mike Lade, ESPN, has projected the Lions at the third toughest schedule this upcoming season. And I just looked at the first 3 games for Detroit, and I'm like, yeah, L. San Francisco at home, at Green Bay, looking increasingly likely like Aaron Rodgers will be back for that team, or he's just going to flat-out retire. And then you get the Baltimore Ravens. So many L's on the forehead of Dan Campbell and company. He's going to have to bite off the kneecaps, I think, of every opponent to have a fighting chance of getting the 6 wins this season. Do you disagree?
No, I don't disagree at all. I mean, Detroit's going to be trouble. We know Houston's going to be trouble. There's going to be a few teams there that are battling for the bottom of the basement of the NFL and who's going to be picking, say, top 3, top 4. So Detroit's certainly going to be in that mix. Yes, I know as we look at these win totals, we got to remember there's a 17th game in there. But I don't know that I think Detroit might actually rather not play a 17th game, to be honest with you. So I think they will go ahead and finish. I'll take the under. It's always these ones without the hook always get to me, you know, because I'm like, yeah. I don't want to wait, you know, 6 months only to have the kiss your sister opportunity. But yeah, I think they finish under.
Yeah, they should. They're going to sink to the bottom of the Detroit River right away. I mean, again, LLL, San Francisco at Green Bay and Baltimore to begin your season. Drink heavily, Detroit. You're going to need it this year. Look, DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but also America's top-rated sportsbook, and I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It is easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family have been loving DK Sportsbook as well, and I know you will too. So listen to this great offer. FTN listeners, DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is still in the hunt. Bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choosing to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Hockey Hump Day edition of the pod, let's get after it with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, you only had one game on the docket last night, but we're going to double your pleasure, double your bets, hopefully double the dollars as well with a pair of matchups in the NHL playoffs scheduled under the primetime lights. Give me your first pick on the ice, por favor.
Yeah, let's hope having 2 games means that I don't go 0-for with the pick from last night. Expecting Carolina to show up. Nope, lost by the same score they lost game 1. Thanks, Carolina. Appreciate you. We have some nice parting gifts for you. However, we did get our Alex Killorn anytime goal. So that made up for it at a plus 230. Tonight, I mentioned it on yesterday's pod, Winnipeg and Montreal get underway in the second round. Winnipeg has been sitting around twiddling their thumbs after they managed three straight overtime wins to knock out Edmonton. They are well rested. Montreal, of course, with a huge upset over Toronto coming back from being down 3-1. So this is the perfect example of, do you go analytics or do you go with the eye test? Because Montreal obviously shocked everybody coming back and beating Toronto, but Winnipeg is well rested. And you know what? I saw what Colorado did when they were well rested. They knocked Vegas's teeth out by the final of 7-1. I don't know that that's going to be the final score out of tonight's game, but Winnipeg in almost every advanced stat is better than Montreal as you look at how they've performed so far in the playoffs. And I'm talking about power play percentage. I'm talking about saves. I'm talking about expected goals. If you go straight down the list, almost everything, Winnipeg is better. And this time I am going to let the analytics and the team that is rested win out. So we're going to roll with Winnipeg on the money line. I told you yesterday that I think they're going to win the series. And so I think they continue to roll. They get game one at home. As good as Montreal is, as much of a high as they're riding, I know that that seven-game series had to be able to take a toll on them, and I think Winnipeg, with rested legs, will be ready to battle in game one. So take the Jets on the money line.
Side with the numbers, nerds.
Number four.
Moving on. NHL pick numero dos. What else you got for me, Lundy?
Well, the aforementioned Golden Knights and Avalanche will play game two in Denver tonight. And I'm going to stay away from the money line on this one for a couple of reasons. One, Colorado is really heavily favored. And I'm not getting seduced. You know what I'm saying? There's no seduction going on. And so Colorado is such a heavy favorite that I'm staying away from that one. I've seen some folks that are willing to roll with Vegas plus the 1.5 on the puck line. Which is still at a minus 167. Some folks that may think this is going to be tight down the stretch or maybe even go into overtime. I'm going to stay away from both of those. I'm going to focus on the total in this game. I can get over 5.5 goals at a minus 113. I do not expect 8 in tonight's game like we saw Colorado unleash in game one with 7 by themselves. But the way the top line for the Avs is performing right now, as you look at Gabe Landeskog, you look at Mikko Rantanen, you look at Nathan MacKinnon, of course, you add in Cale Makar on the blue line side of things, I think their offense continues to be clicking. That said, Vegas is better than just one goal. And so that's why I feel that over 5.5 on the total for tonight is a good, solid play for you. I do expect both teams to find the back of the net. I think Colorado wins this one tonight, but I just can't do it on the money line when you're sitting up there in the minus 200 range. So let's look at that over 5.5 at a minus 113.
Over, over, and over again. Biscuits in the basket. Bet on it.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the NBA. And hey, this just in, Dame Lillard hit another three, Lundy. I think this one was from Cheyenne.
Man.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
but look. Even Tim Duncan thought that was a bad foul call for crying out loud.
Ridiculous.
That
oh, my God.
That was horrendous. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Dame. He is absolutely a star in this league. But that was the most ridiculous foul call I have ever seen. And like I said, I mean, you can line up all the traditional whiners in the NBA, and even they were like, really? Wow.
Yeah, no blood, no foul. I mean, a grazing now draws a whistle. I mean, that was abhorrent, was inexcusable. It was inexplicable, really. But still, the Nuggets prevailed, and I still have wonderful thoughts of that skip pass from Jokic to MPJ in the corner for the three. That was a thing of beauty as well, but one of the best NBA games I've ever seen. That was unbelievable last night in the Mile High City. We've got another matchup out west of the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Utah Jazz and zeroing in on those Earth signs. I'm going to go with Dylan Brooks, and I'm going to take the over on the 21.5 points line at minus 105 at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look what Dylan Brooks has done besides fouling anybody and everybody in this series. He's gone for 21, 27, 23, and 31 points in four games. So he's been over in three of the four matchups. He's averaging 19.8 field goals attempted per game, shooting a robust 53.5% from the field and over 38% from way downtown. Now, the Jazz, obviously one of the better defensive teams in the NBA, giving up just 0.55 points per possession over the entire season, including the playoffs, but dribble penetration has been problematic for them and stopping it. We've seen it with Ja Morant. The kickout game is alive and well. And Dylan Brooks as well is a guy that can score mid-range. He can fly in transition and knock down the occasional three. As I mentioned, shooting 38.6% in this series. So I think Brooks is just going to squeak by this number. Again, if he can stave off the zebras and not get himself in foul trouble, he should cruise anywhere between 23 to 27 points in a must-win situation for Memphis on the road. So fade or follow, Dylan Brooks over 21.5 points against the Jazz.
Yeah, here's all I'm going to say. He better have like 14 or 15 of this by halftime, because he may wind up having to spend some time on the pine, because you're right. He cannot stop fouling people. It has become an obsession with him, and I don't know how to break it. It's kind of like if you get the hiccups and you just can't get them to go away no matter what you try. That's him committing fouls right now. So I don't know if somebody needs to, you know, jump out and scare him, like plug your nose, drink a glass of water. I don't know what's going on, but somehow we have got to get him to break this. I really like this over number, and I'm going to follow, but I'm going to follow a little bit nervously, Brad, because I just don't know that this guy can stop hacking people. He's been doing it way too often lately. Hey, Dylan, chill out, man. Just
hands just up. Play. Just hands up. That's all you got to do.
Hands up or hands straight out. That's all you got to do. It's just like back in third grade basketball. Nice and simple. Go back to the fundamentals. So I'll follow, but I'm going to really hope he's got a big chunk of this by halftime, just in case fouls become an issue in the second half.
Stay tuned for more of my top picks of the day in the NBA and MLB.
Number two.
And we're back, and let's get numero dos off the board here. And how about another superstar wager, Lunny, and one that's been cashing early. It's been cashing often in this series. Give me Trae Young over 25.5 points against the New York Knicks and what will surely be a deafening Madison Square Garden. You look at what Young has done in this series, 27, 21, 30, and 32 points scored. So he's been over in three of the four matchups, a player that's shooting 20.8 field goals attempted per game, money at the free throw line. So when he gets into that dribble penetration, gets into the lane, draws some contact, he's nearly automatic at the charity stripe, netting 93.8% in the series. He's shooting over 38% along the perimeter in this series as well. And if you throw in his couple of performances against the Knicks in the regular season, he's been over this proposed total in 4 of 6 games. Though the Knicks, very stout defensively, 6th worst matchup for a score, according to the Advanced EVP tool at FTNDaily.com. But again, Trae Young should be money in the bank, cashing in for us on that over 25.5 points at -113. Then maybe I'm a little bit presumptive, though. I said us. Are you with me, fade or follow, Lundy?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. You can do the presumptive us. It's all right with me. Look, the Knicks may be playing good defense, but apparently not against Trae Young. I mean, he's averaging 27.5 points and 10 dimes in this series. I mean, for whatever reason, yeah, they may be according to the advanced DVP tool, and I know I was geeking out with the numbers earlier in the pod, but I'm just saying, like, okay, maybe Knicks try slowing him down just a little, like make him pump the brakes, because so far they haven't been able to do it. So I think he gets past this 25.5 number. I think it looks like what we've seen so far in the series, and I think he scores somewhere between 28 and 30. So I'm comfortably over with this one going up against the Knicks, because so far it doesn't seem like they've been able to slow him down.
Yeah, I'm bringing out the hammer on this one again. Trae Young over 25.5 points against New York.
Number one.
Oh, sticking with the New York theme, but let's change out the playing surface, exchanging the hardwood in for some grass. Let's talk about the New York Yankees. Kind of like the Knicks, going in the wrong direction right now, Lundy. And I'm going to take the under against the Tampa Bay Rays on 4.5 runs for the Bronx not-so-bombers. I guess they're bombing, really, in the box score. score, and not in a positive way. Now, this is juiced up to minus 130, but I believe this is going to hit. I'm willing to pay it. You look at what New York has done, really struggling offensively here the last several games. They have been under 4.5 runs in 6 of their last eight contests, and they're going up against Shane McClanahan, not related to Rue McClanahan, famously from Golden Girls, we don't think anyway, but Shane of Tampa Bay, 3.29 ERA, and he's been rather unlucky. He's got a 318 BABIP, so that ERA could be even lower, but he's been missing a lot of bats, the 10.54 K per 9, just a 2.30 walks per 9 mark, 3 earned runs or fewer in 5 of 6 turns in the rotation. And New York this season, well, they struggled against pretty much everybody, including left-handed pitchers, batting just 239 with a 689 OPS, and they're averaging 3.89 runs per game at home at Yankee Stadium. So I'm going to follow the recent struggles, the droughts at the plate, and I'm also going to follow the fact, again, that they just cannot apply bat to ball consistently against southpaws. Give me the under again on the Yankees, 4.5 runs against the Rays. Fade or follow?
I will follow just because they have been bombing and bombing big time. So going up against Tampa, five runs just doesn't feel like something that they're going to do. Now, that said, you and I kind of felt the same way about the White Sox yesterday, and that didn't exactly work out all
we
that well.
We had the Biba-Fiba, man. It didn't really work out for us.
Yeah, so I keep sitting back. You know, a lot of times I'm not necessarily trying to figure out the pick. Sometimes, folks, I'm just trying to figure out Brad and whether or not he's in one of his ruts or he's riding high like he's at the top of the coaster. So I'm going to follow you on this one, but I'm going to wonder whether or not you just put the jinx on Tampa.
I'm always riding dirty, just full disclosure.
Oh, there. Good to know. Good to know.
That's very good to know. So,
as in, you need new underwear, or like, what's the problem?
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Oh, thanks.
And
that's it.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's just a little gem that you can ponder all day long. So, again, under on that Yankees 4.5 runs. Let's get some bonus time in here, Lundy, before we get out of here. Any player props, anything else you like in the NHL?
Yeah, let's look at a couple of player props. First of all, a standalone one, because I'm surprised. I'm getting seduced on this one. It's a plus 110. Max Pacioretty to go over 3.5 shots on goal. Many of the projection services that you look at going into this matchup tonight with Colorado have him at 4 to 5 shots on goal. So you're going to get me over 3.5 at a plus 110. Yes, please. Thank you very much. Then let's put two of them together to try to help ourselves with the juice.
Yeah.
Let's go with Jonathan Marchessault over 2.5 shots on goal. That one sits at a minus 167. But when I pair it up with Montreal's Brendan Gallagher over 2.5, I put those two together. I'm at a plus 175. Ooh. So some shots on goal for tonight as opposed to goal scorers. Let's see if these guys can pepper the goaltenders with some attempts.
Big fan of the Sogs. Shots on goal. Good call there, Lundy. Let's go back to the NBA. And here is probably I should have featured this in our Fade 5 because this might be my favorite prop of the day, and it just posted a tape time this morning. Ben Simmons, give me the over 8.5 rebounds at minus 127. You better get in on that before the juice skyrockets. I bet this is going to be like minus 159 by tip time. Remember, no Joel Embiid out with that knee injury. Washington this season, number 24, in opponent rebounds per game allowed. So they've really struggled there in the paint, and Simmons, the guy that loves to get after it on the glass. He's got 12, 5, 9, and 15 rebounds in this series, and he's going to be leaned on heavily to get in there, snag a lot of those defensive rebounds, maybe get some second chance opportunities as well. So I think it's going to be a double digit board game for Ben Simmons. Again, I love the over there at 8.5 boards at minus 127. And let's go to the world of Major League Baseball yet again, Lundy. And you turned me on to this right before we started taping the pod today and said, check out the odds boost on Jose Altuve. Now, full disclosure, I already had Altuve penciled in for a run score prop, and I know that hadn't posted yet, but it didn't matter. I'm all over that. I'm going to take him on as my hit streak guy on the SiriusXM Fantasy Show today. But you said, no, there is even something a little sweeter than that at DraftKings Sportsbook, and indeed that is a case. They have an odds boost, DK Sportsbook does, on Altuve getting over 1.5 hits, so 2 hits or more, and the Astros getting the win against Nick Pivetta and the Boston Red Sox, and that's boosted to plus 440. Hells to the yes! I am all over that I love the little diminutive dynamite in Jose Altuve, a guy that's hit safely in 22 of his last 24 games, who's batting .323 at home and has one hit in three at-bats career against Nick Pivetta. And he's going to add to that mark and then some. And as long as the Astros continue to roll, which they have been here of late, particularly at home, that's going to cash and cash handsomely again at +440. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? Helps out this show tremendously. And check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score a sweet subscription discount today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.